نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلوات ربه وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Today we're going to delve into one of the 27 books written by I regard him as my teacher, one of my teachers. And this book is on Aqidah al-Muslim, the belief of a Muslim. And it's written by Sheikh Muhammad al-Ghazali. Muhammad al-Ghazali is a well-known scholar. He's passed away, I think, in 1996. He passed away. He was an Egyptian scholar. And he wrote all these books on what we need to know, on what we must know, on what we must know to enter Jannah. Not what we must know, how to take wudu, how to make salah. Lots of people do that and they don't enter Jannah. So we're interested in what is it that we need to know about Allah that will please Allah and will be in our favor on the Day of Judgment. And we talk today about tawassul. Now you may not know, I'm sure you've heard the word tawassul. Tawassul is when we seek an intermediary between us and Allah. We seek somebody in between us. And this is common now amongst the Sufis. They bring the sheikh from Yemen or the sheikh from wherever they bring the sheikhs from. And they come here and they make dua for some people. And they try to heal some other people. And tomorrow they also dead in the grave. So we need an intermediary that is constant and will live forever. So the allowed, Islam allows intermediaries. And I start with this so that we know what is required of us and we know what is allowed for us. Innama huwa al-iman al-haq wal-amal wa-salih wal-amal al-salih. There are three things that's allowed for us to use as intermediaries between us and Allah. This is our iman. We can appeal to Allah through our iman. We can appeal to Allah of truth, which is the Quran, wal-amal al-salih. And we can ask Allah through the good deeds that we have done. We know what good deeds we have done that other people don't know of. And that we can use. I'll give examples. وَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي السُنَّةِ, and it is recorded in the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, he said, اللهم إني أسألك بأنك أنت الله. In my dua, he said, اللهم إني يا الله, I ask you for because you are Allah. لا إله إلا هو. There is no Lord besides you. الأحد الصمد. The self-sufficient, the one. الذي لم يلد ولم يولد. He who was not born, nor did he give birth to anyone. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. And there is none like unto him. Subhanallah. So if you say these words, what are you doing? You're expressing your iman in Allah. You're expressing your knowledge of Allah. And you're recognizing Allah as the only true mediator between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَذَا التَّوَصُّلْ بِالْإِيمَانِ بِذَاتِ اللَّهِ. So this tawassul with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَاءَكَ ذَلِكَ تَوَصُّلْ بِالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ. Then there is speaking to Allah through a good deed which you have done. Remember I said to you when you give sadaqah, don't let anybody know that you've given sadaqah. Don't let anybody see that you've given sadaqah. So if you are in trouble, if you have something that is bothering you, then say, Ya Allah, I gave sadaqah to somebody on certain such a day. I'm asking you through the goodness of that good deed which I have done, please, I need this, and I need that, and I need that. Whether it's your, whether it's money you need, with anything, with Allah, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith, as you know, of the three men went into the cave, in a mountain, And there was a storm, and the rock fell and covered the mouth of the cave. And they said, each of us will make a dua to something which we did. Let's make dua, because that is what the Prophet ﷺ did. So the first one said, I was in love with my cousin, and I really wanted to have my cousin. And the day when I had enough money to give to her, she said to me, ittaqillah. And when she said to me, ittaqillah, she said, fear. I immediately left her, he said. And I did that because I feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, ya Allah, if I did that in sincerity, remove this rock. And the rock moved a little bit. And the next one said, I had parents, and every day, every night, before I feed my children with the milk of the sheep, I used to first go to my mother and my father, and I used to give it to them. But this night, he said, I was delayed. And when I came to my mother and father's house, I saw they were both sleeping. Wallahi, I stood there until the morning, until they woke up, and then I gave them the milk, and then I gave my children. SubhanAllah. He said, ya Allah, if I've done that for your sake, please remove this boulder from the front of the the cave. And the third one came, and he said, and what was his dua? Sheikh, what was his dua? Sheikh, the third one, I can't remember. All right, we'll come back to that. But you see what you can do? You don't have to speak to anybody. Don't ask anybody to make dua for you. Of course you can ask people to make dua for you.
The farmer.
Yes, this is a very important one. I must tell this one to you. Anyway, our time is limited. So the third one worked for a farmer. And then he left the farmer's job. But he left without asking the farmer for his share, for his wages for that time that he was there. And he left, and after a number of years he came back and he said to the farmer, I'm in dire straits, can you just please give me that my salary back? The farmer said, you see all this here? See all the sheep here? You see all the goats here? See the plantations that I've made? This is all yours. He said, no, he said, I did this from your money. SubhanAllah. And he said, the man who gave it, he was in the cave. He said, ya Allah, if I did that to this man out of love for you and to be a just man, then the rock came off. SubhanAllah, they could leave. وَجَاءَ التَّوَسُّلْ بِمَعْنَى دُعَاءَ الْمَرِي لِيَخِي بِظَهْرِ الْغَيْبِ. And also the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, tawassul you can make, you can use an intermediary of a person who makes dua for you and you don't know about it. Someone comes to you, he says, Faik, you know, I always make dua for you. But he mustn't say it like that, actually. He must say nothing. You must just ask him to make dua for me. Say, and make another dua for me. And that is your tawassul. That one goes directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, the chapter that he speaks about, Sheikh Muhammad al-Ghazali. And I can guarantee you, if I should tell you, that if all the ulama together should be put together in Cape Town, they would not be equal to this one man. And they would agree with me if they have the 72 books at least of this man. Because he's the alim of today. So this is the level of this alim. And he speaks today about the life of the general public. People like us, general public. Things that we do, things that we want to know, things that we shouldn't do and we don't know, we shouldn't do. So he said, a young man wrote a letter to him. And this young man laid out for him in this letter all the proofs that people use to justify wasila, to have it, that you can use a mediatory besides those, who is the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. We'll get to know what he says. So this young man writes, Jumhur al-Nas Usat. He writes to Sheikh Muhammad Ghazali, and he says, all of you, humankind are all sinners. We're all sinners. And the best of sinners is who? He who asks, makes tawbah. So I'm a great sinner. We're all great sinners. We're all big sinners. only Allah knows how big, only Allah knows how small. And the best sinner is amongst us is who? So there's a best sinner also. So if you're a big sinner, think about it. Allah says, Prophet said, you can be the best sinner. The best sinner is who? The best sinner is going to bed at night, turns his face away from his wife, and he makes istighfar. Or he waits till his wife is asleep, and he goes into the little room next door, and he makes istighfar. With tears in his eyes. And we all have to do that. There's not a single person on the dunya that hasn't done something which he has to make istighfar for. Alright, so he says, all of us, this person writes, all of us are sinners. وَاللَّهُ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And he writes in the letter, he says, and Allah only forgives those who are muttaqeen, who have taqwa. So this is what he writes. فَلَوْ ذَهَبَ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَى رَبِّهِ. He says, and a man who goes to Allah, وَهُوَ مُقْرٌ بِالسَّيِّئَاتِ, and he's filled with sin. You know how it is? Some people, they never met Salah, they gamble, they drink, but they're Muslim. They always say they're Muslim. We know these people. Shouldn't talk about them, but this is just in general. He says, if such a person should go to Allah, لَمْ يَجِبْ لَهُ سُؤْلَ, Allah will not accept anything that he asks for. This young man writes, وَلَمْ يَسُقْ لَهُ فَضْلًا, and no goodness will befall him. Allah won't give him any barakah or anything like that. Because he's such a great sinner. وَمِنْ ثَمَّ فَعَلَى النَّاسِ, he says, and for such people, and he says all of us are like that, for such people, أَنْ يَبْحَثْ عَنْ بِسَاطَ مَقْبُولًا كَوَلِي صَالِحٍ مَثْلًا. He says, it is for all of us to go to another person, a pious person, and ask that person to intervene for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, لَا يَسُوغ الْقَوْم بِأَنَّ هَذَا شِرْك. So this young man writes in the letter, he said, and nobody can say that this is shirk. You must listen carefully. There's quite a number of things. Of course you can, inshallah, hear it. But lots can go wrong with this. He says, nobody can say if we go to a pious person to make dua for us that is shirk. Because it is shirk. لِأَنَّ النِّيَّةِ وَالْحُكُمْ عَلَى الْأَعْمَالِ الْمُتَوَسِّلِ. And he says, give the reason. He gives the reason. He says, the niyyah, your niyyah, you go to a person to make dua for you, what with a niyyah that I don't want it from him, I want it from Allah, I'm just going through him. He says, his niyyah must be looked at. And his actions must be judged according to his intentions. But you can't stand up in the court of Royal Cape Town in the High Court and say, I didn't want to kill him, I had a good intention, judge. My intention was good, but unfortunately he died when I stabbed him. But I had a very good intention. Now this person is saying the same. Look at the man's intention. Of course we know this is not, doesn't make any sense. So, even if he didn't intend any kind of shirk, and you know what shirk is? Shirk is to regard a person the equal of Allah. So you go to the Kramat and you stand there and you say, Ya Wali Allah. That's what people say. People soon say, Ya Allah, when they say, I was there, I said this. I was part of that. You stand and say, Ya Wali Allah. If you go to, there's a masjid there in Cape Town, they say in the khutbah, all the khutbahs, they say, Ya Rasulullah, undur halana. They make dua say, the man stands on the minbar. Close here, Sabbat. He says, they say in the khutbah, dua, O Prophet of Allah, look at our condition. Who knows our condition? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knows nothing in his grave. He only while he was alive, he was alive. There are people now saying he's still alive. They love him so much, they make him alive also. And that's when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, to the Sahaba, do not lift me above like the people of Isa lifted Isa. Do not make of me another Isa. When I'm dead, I'm dead. Khalas. Innaka mayyitun. Allah said to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun in the Quran. You will be a corpse of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of mankind will be corpses. And of course, the young man says, another proof is al-sahaba wal-fuqaha wal-a'imma jami'an kanu yatawassaluna ilallahi bil-anbiya wal-awliya. And this young man writes, it's another reason for going to another person. He says, al-sahaba, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and al-fuqaha, and al-ulama, wal-a'imma jami'an, all of them kanu yatawassaluna, they used to go. They used to intercede for themselves, between them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the prophets and the awliya. Now this word awliya, wali, is an extremely important word. It's mentioned in the Quran many, many times. I'm not going to talk about it today, but I will talk about it. Because it is a word that is thrown around. Wali, friend of Allah. Wali, thrown around. And the next reason they give is وَقَدْ تَوَسَّلَ عُمَرْ. They say Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala made tawassul, used as intermediary. عَمِّ النَّبِي, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who was the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they used? Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas, there was drought in Medina, and they asked him, they say, you're the closest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua. Number four, you know the story of Nabi Musa in Hidr. I'm sure you all have heard it. And one of the items that was raised was that they went into this village and the people of the village didn't want to give them any food, and they came across a wall. And this Hidr's Khidr said to Musa, let's build up this wall. And Musa said, what? These people don't want to give you a drop of water? You want to build up your wall? He said, don't ask me the question why now, but let's build up the wall. So these people say that, and eventually the man Hidr told Musa that it's because their parents were very pious people, and they lived the inheritance of their sons, their sons, under this wall. So the people who say, was make wasila, they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the father was salih. Father was very salih man, very pious man. So he says, this man writes and he says, doesn't this mean that the goodness of the parents go to the children after their death? So people look at the Quran. Very dangerous thing, subhanAllah. I was reading about people who argue about the Quran without knowing the Quran. Who use the word Quran and they must know nothing of the Quran. We have kuffar in this country, thousands of them, who don't know a word of the Quran, but they memorize the whole Quran. Stop. So they all become imams because they can read the Quran. And now eventually they're called sheikhs, but they don't know a word of the Quran. I know a lot of them. There's a lot of them now. You also know them. Maybe it's your children, your grandchildren. They go for 2-3 years to learn the Quran, but they know nothing about the Quran. How is that? How is that a man can memorize a book and he knows zero of what is in the book? Don't you think Allah's going to ask you about that? Ask the parents about that? Why are we in such a hurry? First, little children read, even if it's just a little. And the Quran is very easy to understand. Arabic is an easy language. There are people who tell us, especially the ulama, tell you, oh, it's very difficult. Let's go to the Azari. Let's go. No. You can do it on your own. For the first 2 years, I studied Arabic on my own. I bought books in English, Arabic, and I did that. All right. And the next one is, he says, جاءنا رسالة من أزهن يقول فيها. Maybe I shouldn't read all the Arabic stuff, my time. He says, we received a letter. We asked a sheikh of the Azhar, a sheikh, one sheikh, about this matter. And one of the registered sheikhs of the Azhar wrote back to them and said, إن التوسل بأصحاب القبور واجب. He said in his letter to us that to make tawassul via the dead is wajib. Astaghfirullah. You see, these people all over the sheikhs, imams, maulanas, ordinary people. فَإِنَّ لِصَاحِبِ الْقَبْرِ And the reason he gives is that the person inside the qabr has more effect. The dead has more effect than the living. How? How can a dead person have more effect than a living person? ولا حرج says في ذلك ما دام من وصل يعتقد أن الله هو الفاعل. And this alim wrote and he said, don't worry. There's nothing wrong to ask the dead people, provided in your mind you actually asking Allah. So what do you do? Obviously, you're going by the dead person. ويقول and he further writes in an ayat التي and he says so. The sheikh says to this young man in his letter that the verses the people used to condemn us, people who go to the Qubur and make dua by the dead person. He says those people who condemn us for saying that, all the ayat that refers to this, to the ayat which they use are all ayat where it was used by the kuffar, for the kuffar. Allah revealed all of those verses to all those ayat for the kuffar, not for the Muslims. So he says this is, Imam Ghazali, Sheikh Al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, he says, this is the statements, or the obscure statements, that people use to justify asking a person, another person, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your behalf. And we'll come again to the section of asking the dead person. These are two separate issues. And then Imam Ghazali says, people have lost the iman, they've lost the Islam by doing this kind of shirk. And many Muslims have gone back to the time of Jahiliyyah. What was the time of Jahiliyyah? The time of Jahiliyyah was when the Arabs of Makkah said, yes, we believe in Allah, but we worship these idols because they bring us closer to Allah. Same. And they were the exceptional mushrikun. They were mushrikun above mushrikun. There's no shafa'ah for them at all. And he says, and we try... He writes, throughout my life I've tried to convince people to get their fundamentals right, to get their belief right, to get the iman right, to get the tawheed right. Because everything is built on that. Allah will not accept your salah if you make shirk. Allah will not accept your salah if your belief in Him is not the correct belief. Allah will forgive the person who never made salah, and at the end he makes tawbah, but never made shirk with Allah. He will go to them. But me, if I put my head on the ground, make salah, and I still do all these things that I'm not supposed to do with a tasbih and all that, astaghfirullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not forgive sins of shirk. So now I will go with the time left. We will now discuss and look at the proofs that this young man wrote in his letter to Sheikh. See if you remember his name. Muhammad Al-Ghazali. Number one. About the person who has so much sins on him, and he is told he cannot go directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said we'll scorn back, he's failed, and we don't money, we don't have bus, and we tawba mark, and then can I have everybody. And it is said to him, oh, that man is close to Allah, he must go ask him. you're not in a position to ask. Then he says, there is no basis in the Quran or Sharia for this kind of talk. No basis at all. Why not? Inna Iblis da'a rabbahu wa mubasharatan wa ujib. He says, Iblis spoke to Allah directly and Allah answered him. So are you saying and I saying that we worse than Iblis? Maybe they always tell people sometimes, yo, Iblis. But they didn't mean it. They didn't mean it. So, if you say that you are too far gone, you know, you've never practiced, but now in your old age, maybe, and now you come to the masjid and you cry, and you say, well, I must find somebody, you know, that can talk on my behalf. No. Iblis, but what did he say to Allah? What did Iblis say to Allah? Rabbi, andirni ila yawmi yub'ath. Iblis said, Rabbi, he addressed Allah and said, my Lord, give me time until the day of Qiyamah. We can arise from our grave. Give me time. To do what? What do you want to do? To take us away from Allah and put us in the car of shirk, which will go nowhere. فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْضَرِينَ Allah reported. Allah replied immediately. Allah replied to him. SubhanAllah. So you must think that you're worse, and your friend who's like so bad, you must tell him, you know what? If you can't speak to Allah directly, then you're worse than Shaitan. Because Shaitan spoke to him, Allah answered him. What did Allah say to him? فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْضَرِينَ You will be one of those who will be given time. I give you time. Until that time. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ Until a specific time. Get your time. And the mushrikun, da'u Allah mubasharatan. The mushrikun, people who made shirk, they also called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mubasharatan. And Allah answered them as well. Da'u Allah mukhlisina lahu ad-din, lan anjaytana min hadhihi lanakunanna min ash-shakirin. They were in the ship, they were munafiqun, they're on the ship. And the ship was sinking, and they called on Allah because where do you go? Even if you're a mushrik, even if you're a munafiq, who will you call? You call Allah. So they called on Allah. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ And when Allah saved them, إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ And when Allah saved them, they still went around in the world with their old tricks. SubhanAllah. So Allah listens to you and Allah answers you. And then Allah says, what is your reaction? What are you going to do? So are the Muslims who commit sin, is it haram for them? It wasn't haram for Iblis. Haram for them to speak and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. No matter what you did, subhanAllah. Allah is Ghafoor al-Rahim, al-Rahman al-Rahim. The most what?
Oft forgiving,
most merciful. SubhanAllah. وَمَنْ يَخْفِرُ ذُنُوبًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ And Allah says, and who will forgive your sins except Allah? You can go to the man with 10 bulls on his head, with 10 beards hanging around him, with coming from what place in the world, with how much yellow is on his beard and how much this is on his... وَمَنْ يَخْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ But who will forgive your sins? Only Allah. Allah says, who will forgive your sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, if a person who is a Muslim, يَقَعُ فِي خَطَأ and he falls into sin, then he should go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِالدُّعَاء إِلَى اللَّهِ He should go make dua for who? إِلَى الدُّعَاء He mustn't seek a particular place. You don't have to sit in the Haram of Makkah. You don't have to sit in the haram of the Prophet ﷺ. You don't have to sit in the masjid. You can sit anywhere. Al-ardu kulluha. Masjid. Prophet said the whole world is a masjid. I'm so I'm going to the masjid now. Take wudu and I'm going to sit in the masjid. Why you can sit in the masjid? But every week is a masjid, the masjid of Allah. So if you are in trouble and you are so much trouble, and you go and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without, you don't need a Nabi, you don't need a Wali, you don't need a man, you don't need shaitan. You need only yourself and your words to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعْلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ and those who do fahisha. Fahisha is like, yeah, terrible things, you know, with women maybe drinking wine, all that kind of stuff. He has done like everything on that. أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Oh, he's done harm to himself, you know. People who take drugs for it, they harm themselves. They don't harm anybody else. They harm themselves. So they took drugs. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. And they remember Allah. They remember Allah. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذِنُوبِهِمْ. And they make dua for their sins. Then Allah says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who can forgive his sin except Allah? He's come to the right place. He's come to where? He's come exactly straight away to the right place. I will continue when I have Sheikh Ahmed to give lectures. I'll continue this. I'm leaving this world. I'm now 75 years old. MashaAllah. Nobody says MashaAllah. Say MashaAllah. I didn't know that I was going to live so long. But you can imagine, I still have maybe 5 years left before my memory starts really leaving me. So I am going to concentrate on these issues. I think they are very important issues. Let me now allow to speak on these issues. And I must say that that I had quite a response, probably the best response I've had on any lecture was the one I had last week. And I am glad people are listening to it. But I must say, you know, they go for the man. They go for the man. I know, 75, you don't mind where they go for the man, the woman, the child. You know, these things don't matter. It doesn't matter at all, not a week of an eye. But what matters to me is that there wasn't a single alim who responded on the issues that I raised. Not a single. Never in my whole life in Cape Town did I say anything. And I said a lot of things. Not a single person came to, well, some people came to me, but not a single person answered to say that, but how can he say that? How can he say this? How can he say this? No tawassul. How can he say this who does this is shirk? How can he say that Maulud is a bid'ah? And I've done bid'ah, this bid'ah story from, I think maybe it was a long time. The great story is probably about 25 years that I've been speaking about first Malay priest, as somebody said to me, that spoke about people going there and making dua there. And we're still struggling. And this man is dead already. He's still saying that up to his death. But this is our job. What's my job? I don't want to make an eye and say profession. My job. My job? Your job is, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me more hidayah. And may Allah give you also more hidayah. But you, what I give you is in your hands. I'm not going to feel sad if you say, hey, Prabh, nonsense. Don't worry, I'm not going to be sad about that. Or that maybe you should kill him. That wouldn't worry me. Killing wouldn't worry me at all. I'd be quite okay to go. Alhamdulillah. So may Allah also want to guide us. May Allah also want to guide our children. May Allah also want to guide our community. Because Allah guide our ulama. May Allah also want to guide those who are below them, above them. And may Allah also want to give those who are passed away, inshallah. Allah forgive them. Allah Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.